If you like this show and want to make your own, let me tell you about Anchor. Number one, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never heard before. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So it turns out, it's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. All you have to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to this evening's session. In today's small session, we will not be going through any particular document. We will just speak about some things in general. And very succinctly. Now that we have entered into the phase of watching America become the United States of Nazi Germerica, it's time to revisit some of the principles that we discussed months ago in the beginning of the introduction of this program. Make no mistake about it, the United States is over. It's done. It's finished. I am 100% correct in my estimation that on the 6th of January, 2021, what we knew as America died. It no longer exists anymore. We are now living in a dystopic, despotic, Nazi-stylized country. That's a fact. Number two, Yeshua HaMashiach has said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." America is 100% divided against itself, and therefore, the next step for the United States of Panem is collapse, destruction. Number three, we have the emergence of a fake salvation. A messianic rollout of vaccinations. I said a messianic rollout of vaccinations. They are being mandated everywhere as if they are the saving salvation of the earth. When all the data points to the opposite. Now, like I said, tonight is going to be very succinct and straight to the point, and I'm just talking off the top of my head about variegated things, variegated topics and events, and variegated incidents that are taking place. But I want to be 100% clear. United States is a dead country. It's done. Economically, intellectually, spiritually, militarily. It's done. Stupidly, we're getting ready to force. Well, we're not getting ready to. It's already been mandated on the military that they take this inoculation. which has no long-term research on its effects and what its long-term effects will be. We don't have any evidence of what will take place 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, even 6 months from now. But one thing's for sure, after receiving the inoculation, you will not function at an optimum level ever again. That's a fact, an irrefutable fact. You will not operate at an optimum level ever again. And we don't have time tonight to go into all of the scientific research and scientific literature and prestigious medical literature and biomedical research literature discussing all of the possible deleterious effects that occur after having received these types of shots. It's like the scripture says, you who do research and search out a matter maketh yourself wise. See, I've done all the research for myself. I'm not doing the research for anyone else, but for myself. Like the scripture says, study to show yourself approved. If everybody else wants to go by the wayside and go in the way of wickedness and go according to the left-hand path and want to jump into the pool of self-inflicted extermination, they can do so freely. You have a free will. But I will not be going with you. That's a fact. So just some basic things that I wanted to say. We already know that Joe Biden is a mind-controlled asset. He's a puppet, a Manchurian candidate. Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Sotaro, is most likely, 100%, most likely the one calling all the shots behind the scenes, coupled with a group of distinct handlers, etc., etc., etc. I'll leave it at that. But America has pretty much assassinated itself on every level. The country has become a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. The country has no God any further. The country has poisoned its military. The country is getting ready to poison its children, which is its future. The country has destroyed its financial and economic stance in the world. And we have people who believe that they can turn on the tell lies to your vision, the television, and get the truth from news anchors who are nothing more than mockingbird puppets. They are still under the operation of Operation Mockingbird. Nothing has changed. And we don't have time to go into the details on that this evening. And another thing that is disturbing, it doesn't matter how much data, how much proof you bring forward for the public. Doesn't matter how many books and how many leaflets and how many articles and how many microfilms and newspaper clippings and video recordings and radio recordings. It doesn't matter how many pieces of evidence you bring. A person who is deceived is going to end that way. Unless divine intervention takes place. I have looked at and analyzed for the past few days thousands of statements on social media, on a blog for Washington Post, New York Times, The Guardian, The Examiner, it doesn't matter, all different news outlets and news agencies, and looking at the articles that they put forward, which are part of a psychological operation. They are craftily chosen and presented in a certain way to produce a certain response and have a certain psychological effect. It's by the book. It's by the book. It's not shocking. It's not surprising. It's by the book. The initiated know exactly that it's by the book. The uninitiated are moved emotionally. They are, like the scripture says, blown by every wind of doctrine, blown hither and blown thither. They have no stability at all. They believe whatever Washington Post puts forward. They believe whatever New York Times puts forward. They believe whatever the Miami Herald, LA Times, they believe whatever the news agencies that pertain to their particular geographic location in the earth, whatever their news agencies say, they believe it. No matter where you are in the world. But you're being manipulated, you're being played, you're being deceived, and sadly, a majority is going to stay and drown in deception. Now, I've already done a clip where we addressed and went through the historical documentation concerning Operation Mockingbird, and I even gave a strategic list of many of the agencies that participated in this operation who are still thriving and operating today. One prime example is the Washington Post. They participated in Operation Mockingbird being controlled by the CIA, by the Central Intelligence Agency. Nothing has changed. There is nothing new under the sun. Mankind has not gotten an epiphany. Mankind is still deceived at present and more distracted than ever before due to the manifestation of all of these technologies, a profuse outpouring of disturbing, distracting, disruptive technologies. Had a discussion with an atheist the other day. The discussion was very short. The atheist had nothing to offer or to bring to the table. The atheist could not explain where a cell comes from, who designed the cell, who infused the cell with intelligence, the spirit of a cell, who constructed the energy of the cell. Couldn't answer none of those questions. Yet on Egyptian temples, the statement, "Know thyself," was written on the front entrance of the portal. Know thyself. So I asked the young man, what are you? Who are you? And where are you from? You need to explain what the spirit is, what the soul is, what the body is, what the consciousness is, what the pineal gland is, and what its function is. What is the brain and what is its function? What is the soul and what is its function and origin, and from where did it come? Why are there perfect signatures in everything, even down to a single atom? Even down to a single atom, there's a signature of a creator, of an engineer, of an artificer, of a designer, of a programmer, of a God. No, not gods, plural, one God. And the God is not man. Mankind is not God. Women are not goddesses. And men are not gods. That's a fact. Irrefutable fact. Anyway, I said all that to say, this young man had nothing to offer or to bring to the table intellectually, philosophically, metaphysically, spiritually, theologically, or any other, from any other perspective. There was nothing but emptiness. And this is what I'm talking about all across the board. I'm looking at social media. I'm looking at Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all. It's all emptiness I see coming from people making statements against those who have not taken a vaccine. The vaccine has literally become a global issue, transcending all issues. America has literally been divided over a vaccine. People are fighting each other over a vaccine. People are turning on each other over a vaccine. Families are breaking up over a vaccine. Friends are dismantling their friendship over a vaccine. Everywhere you turn, you are being force-fed vaccine propaganda. No matter where you go, no matter where you turn, you're force-fed vaccine propaganda. You've been offered donuts. You've been offered weed and marijuana. You've been offered lottery tickets. You've been offered baseball game tickets. You've been offered $100 to get a shot. A blood clot shot. Now let me stay on track here. Like I said, tonight we're not going in any particular direction. I'm not going over any documentation this evening. I am going to, however, address a statement in connection with the Deagle report, because there's definitely something dark coming about. It's definitely dark, and it's definitely going to come about, and it definitely includes reduction in population. That's a fact. A lot of people are definitely going to die. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. Something dark is definitely coming, and you know what? Like I said, the earth has moved God off of the stage. The earth has moved God off of the stage. America is a godless country. The EU has no God. China has no God. Canada has no God. North Korea has no God. But man, systems. The philosophies of men. And like the Apostle Paul said, your belly is your God, which means your appetites and desires and inclinations, that's your God. But we already know that when one does not have control over his inclinations, it can lead him very swiftly to an untimely death. Anyway, like I said, yes, I'm going to address a small snippet of information in connection with the Deagle Report and the forecast that they gave about a population reduction by 2025. Now, according to the marionette puppet that we have in the United States, 75% of the United States population has been vaccinated, adult population at least. And now they're pushing to get the children vaccinated, 12 to 16, and also newborns up to 15. They're pushing to get everyone in the world vaccinated. And what I was trying to say earlier is that I'm looking at all of this rhetoric and all of this nonsense being spoken by people on Instagram, on Facebook, and all these other outlets, and they're making all of these statements that don't have any intelligence behind them. They have no research behind them. They have no education behind their statement. I had a discussion with a doctor the other day. Two PhDs from University of Pennsylvania, which is considered to be an Ivy League school. Yet, when we got into the discussion about the medical literature, and we started talking about the biomedical applications of graphene oxide and reduced graphene oxide, and when I started talking specifically about the S-1 spike protein and its cytotoxicity, and the fact that if you take a vaccine, which is supposed to be practically a reverse engineered format of the same thing, how are you not poisoning yourself? Now, this is a doctor in infectious disease who could not answer the question. And the question was, if the spike protein, if S-1 spike protein is cytotoxic coming through the original vehicle, which would be COVID-19, if you get it that way, it's cytotoxic. Is there any difference between getting the virus? Is there any difference getting it that way than from receiving a messenger RNA vaccine that literally gives your cells instructions to produce that very same, similar in architecture spike protein? It is still cytotoxic. It is still deleterious. It is still nefarious. It is still non-salubrious. It is still unhealthy. It still causes complications. It is still poison. Is the point that we were trying to get to. This doctor could not answer the question. This doctor could not provide any medical literature supporting her position that the shots were efficacious and that the shots do not, in fact, cause your own cells to become factories of the cytotoxic spike protein. She could not answer that. She could not provide three pieces of medical literature to support her stance.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
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 A new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
New world order.
I believe we, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
New world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
A new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. When we are successful, and we have a real chance at this new world order.